We're back. This is Who's Talking. Hard to stop that Led Zeppelin lead in there. That's pretty cool.
That's who that was?
That was Jimmy Page on the big guitar right there, Hoss.
You know, I'm a big Sinatra guy, you know.
I know, and we know that. We know that. Snooze Fest Central.
Wow.
All right. So,
called romance.
So we've got our good friend Jimmy Miller waiting on the line. He from Princeton, West Virginia, no less.
Princeton, West Virginia, 1984 MVP of the regional. One of two Wahoos to be MVP at a regional. The other, of course, Jeff Lamb. So good company.
Well, Jeff was a classmate of mine along with Terry Gates, and they would love to tease Jimmy Miller. And obviously, Jimmy, with his magic tricks, probably did some teasing back, is my guess.
Yeah, Jimmy, we were talking earlier. We're told your magic is even really good on the radio. Do you want to do a trick for us? Well, we'll skip the tricks tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the basketball Who's. Let's start maybe initially with your assessment of the team 8 games into the season.
Yeah, you know, I'm like what you read about and most everybody else you talk to, I think, in person. I'm really excited. I'm optimistic. I'm upbeat. I feel really good about this team and the chemistry this year. And Tony Bennett and his staff have done, a great job of bringing all these guys together. And as Terry Holland used to say, playing on the same page. So I'm really excited.
What do you think are areas where they need to improve, if any, to really get where we'd like them to be, which is deep in the NCAA tournament this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing initially is just time, right? I mean, you're going to improve from however your team looks today or last week or the way they look next week. You just want to continue to build off of that. You know, look at all the positives that seem to exist, and everybody is saying, you're hearing everybody talk about it, but their size, their speed, their quickness, and their depth. And, you know, that's a combination of a really good basketball team, and you know, with their schedule and what they've done up to this point. I mean, you look at VCU, I'm sure they'd love to have a do-over there, and they could really be. This is a great opportunity with Wisconsin coming in on Wednesday night. I think what are they, 8th in the country?
Yeah, 8th as of this week's poll.
Yeah, I think that's just a great opportunity for these guys to take advantage of. Particularly, you know, it's an early season big game. You know, here we are, the 2nd of December, playing at home against the 8th-ranked team in the nation. It's a great opportunity. I think Virginia basketball is relevant on a national stage right now, and this is really an opportunity to kind of put their footprint on the national landscape for college basketball for the rest of the year.
Jimmy, this is Frank. Thank you for joining us tonight. Virginia's got is just coming off a good little road trip here. It wasn't some major little tournament, but it was a nice little chance for them to, you know, dip their toes in the water there, and they were able to beat a decent SMU team, and they also prevailed over Missouri State with a really good game plan in that outing. Now Virginia's got some games coming up that mean a lot, and Wisconsin is huge, obviously, but. Other than a breather possibly against Green Bay up there, that seems kind of dangerous to me. Northern Iowa at home, Norfolk State at home. And then Virginia travels to Tennessee, which is an interesting game. And then at Florida State. And then the home schedule begins with Wake Forest in the ACC. Is the schedule set up in such a way for the Wahoos to really sink their teeth into it and really go on a run?
You know, I was looking at that, and you'll hear former players and coaches talk about, you know, they're always just taking one game at a time and not looking past the next one. But I get to be a fan like everybody else now, and it is entertaining to look past you know, you just mentioned the schedule for the month of December, and I really do believe that, you know, they did. They won a tournament on the road. They're coming back home now. There's an opportunity with the high level of confidence to, you know, if they can go through December, they could be 12-1 before they start ACC play. Where'd you mention it? Florida State. So, you know, all those games are going to be tough games. You know, I think you mentioned at Tennessee. I looking on the schedule, I think that's at the end of December, you know, like the 28th or something. So, you know, what I like about that, if this makes sense, is that's a road game. So I find it very difficult sometimes when you're out of school and the students are gone on holiday break or, you know, Christmas break and exams are done, et cetera, that you're at home and you've got a lot of idle time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they're playing at Tennessee, that's going to be a tough environment. It's going to be a tough game on the road. But I think they could win that game because they're playing on the road and won't be distracted with all the other, you know, ticket requests or things like that, and particularly if they put the string of
really,
games before that.
And really a good opportunity for the team to get another road experience that will help them later in the year, potentially in the ACC tournament, and then hopefully in the NCAA tournament, right?
Well, yeah, I think you're looking at kind of too many seasons, if you will, and that's a great point. I think is they in the first season, okay, this first half of the, you know, November and December, they've certainly demonstrated the ability to go on the road and win a close game and then win a convincing, you know, in convincing manner the other game. They have been able to demonstrate that they can do that. The second part of the season will be going on the road in the ACC and
well, not to diminish not to diminish what they've done. Technically, they haven't played a what you might call a true road game. They played Davidson at the Bobcat Arena, which is not
right
on campus, and they played these last couple of games at a neutral floor, albeit in the state of Texas, and they're playing SMU. But certainly, and I would not underestimate that Wisconsin-Green Bay game because that's an improved basketball team, and technically that is their first road game because they're playing on the campus. But as you said earlier, Jimmy, Wisconsin is the game at hand, and that's a big game against a top 10 opponent at home. Would you take 60 points right now, or how many points are going to take to win that game? Because Wisconsin plays a lot like Virginia, or Virginia plays a lot like Wisconsin, however you want to put it.
Yeah, you know, that's going to be a great matchup for us, and you're right. That game could be in the 60s, 50s, mid 50s or low 60s, and I think if you get north of that, that probably benefits us in the fact that, you know, again, I think we're so athletic and we're so deep, and we've seen it up to this point where multiple guys are contributing night in and night out. I'd like to think that we're more athletic than
And the thing that excites me about this team is the offensive capability. Now, you know, and I thought the Saturday night game, which I watched on TV, you know, Tony Bennett, his teams are always going to be consistent on the defensive end. You know, they're going to play great defense. So if you can combine that with offensive opportunities and skills, and they can get it from a lot of different sources now, as you say, they're athletic. They're starting to get a little more perimeter shooting. Certainly Justin Anderson played extremely well on Saturday. I think Joe Harris is starting to come back into form. Brogdon does a lot for you.
Brogdon has been steady.
So the thing, and even the color guy on Saturday night was talking about how well Virginia spaces the floor on offense, which makes it very difficult to guard them.
Well, yeah, that's a sign of a well-coached team. So, I think Tony and his staff have done a great job of teaching the schemes that they want to teach, and that comes with repetition. and the players being receptive and open to that. And I think you're seeing that. And of course, one of those is spacing, you know, on the offensive end, and they've got so many weapons that they're a dangerous threat.
Well, as we've discussed on basketball, football, you got to have passing and rushing. In basketball, you got to have an inside game and an outside game. And Virginia, for the first time in several years, certainly has an inside game that other teams have to be concerned about with regard to offense.
Oh, I mean, and an inside game, what does that usually mean? You think of size coupled with skill. You're right. They haven't had that in a long time, but they're also big out front, you know, in the backcourt. Those guys are big and strong and athletic. And so it's a deadly combination at all five positions.
And the other thing, I think, as Perantes gets more experience, this team is just going to get better and better.
Let's hope, yeah.
You know, one thing, Jimmy, watching the team recently, the Hampton and Liberty games, I was in attendance for those games. I'm a little concerned about the entry passes from the perimeter into the low box to both Akil Mitchell and Mike Toby, and particularly to Toby. It's just not that smooth. Do you see some signs of life there, or maybe some changes in terms of how they will try to feed the ball inside?
Well, in all fairness, Frank, I didn't see those games early on. I'm probably like many of the folks. I got to see some of the games on TV, but due to my schedule, I have yet to be to see a game in person live. So. But I think what you described, I think those entry passes become easier with greater ball movement.
Yes.
So moving the ball from one side to the other and that with a combination of patience, it's hard to make an entry pass maybe on the first or second pass, but.
Well, Jimmy, as you well know, a lot of it is passing angles and timing.
Yeah.
You know, that guy that's fighting for position in the low blocks, he's not going to be open forever, so you better get him the ball when he's ready to receive it.
Unless it's Ralph Sampson or Olden Pollis.
Well, then you just sort of lob it up there, you know.
Yeah, those guys would clear out some space.
Or Jimmy Miller, of course. You can throw it anywhere and Jimmy Miller would get it.
Or Big Ted Jeffries. Big Ted could get the ball.
Well, that's true. I bet you Ted could set a pick.
He did set a mean pick. Jimmy, Tevin Jones hasn't been playing much. Do you see that as a sign of just how much better the team has gotten, or is this a potential problem? Because Perantes and Brogdon are running, the 1-2 positions now. Don't you think Tony Bennett should be getting some more reps for Tevin, maybe?
You know, I'm not there in practice on a daily basis, so I can't see what's going on and how, kids respond to different situations that they're placed in. So, the only thing I would say to that is
trust the coach.
What's that?
Trust the coach.
He's going to get his opportunity, and he just wants to make sure that he's ready when that door opens to take advantage of that. I mean, hey, we've seen it, right? In the last few years where a guy goes down with an injury and then all of a sudden it changes the rotation. And let's hope that doesn't happen this year. But
right. He
just has to continue to be upbeat, continue to be positive, continue to find his role on this team. And
well, that's one of the challenges when you have depth. Is coach only has 200 minutes, so he's got to divvy it up among players based upon who he thinks can be most productive out there. And some of it can be the team you're playing against. You mentioned you haven't been to a game yet. Are you going to be able to go on Wednesday night to see Wisconsin?
I will. I am. I'm so excited that I am going to be there on Wednesday night and. Looking forward to a great atmosphere, like we talked about earlier. This is going to be a big time game early in the season, and And Virginia's had one of those at home, and this is another opportunity, I think, for
them. Yeah, it's going to be an opportunity, and one would think it's going to be close coming down to the wire. So Virginia needs to, you know, the SMU game was positive because they were able to finish that victory. So they may need to do the same thing again at home on Wednesday night against Wisconsin. Anyway, Jimmy, we appreciate your time as always, and look forward to having you back as the season develops.
Guys, always appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jimmy. Former WHO Jimmy Miller with us tonight. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at that ACC Big Ten Challenge and do a little Olympic news here as well. So stay tuned. Who's Talking? We'll be back after these messages.